Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's do it. Fan Friday with Mickey the Blue and Jay the Red. Two huge games coming up. Morning to you, Mickey, first of all.
Morning, Steve.
Hiya, Jay. You well?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. You're okay, Mickey, yeah?
Yeah, good, pal.
Jay sounds bright this morning. I think he knows because the onus is on Mickey to stand up in his corner for this week's Fan Friday. Right, let's get some answers off you, Mickey. Big game tomorrow, obviously, but you're probably 80% of you is probably still devastated by what happened midweek.
Oh, yeah, it was just, you know, it was embarrassing, Steve, wasn't it? You know, it's probably, as an Evertonian, probably, you know, I've seen some bad performances over the years. We've never done well at Anfield. But that has to be just an all-time low. It was, as I say, it was embarrassing. There was no heart, no fight, no spirit, no nothing. You know, along with that, we ended up sort of losing half our squad, which was the last thing. You know, for me, that was more important than the result, was the fact that we didn't want to sort of lose any of our players for this massive game that we've got on Saturday. And obviously, we've lost our two centre-halves. Probably our best player this season in Gareth Barry looks like he's definitely going to be out. You know, as I say, what could have went wrong did go wrong.
There was an image that really summed it up for me, Jay, and that was when the camera panned in on Jurgen Klopp laughing and joking. The manager laughing and joking when Lucas took a shot that didn't work. And you just saw the absolute ease he was at within himself. But you rarely see a manager almost laughing in ridicule during a game, and that's the extent it got to.
Well, yeah, I think at the time it was about 3-0, wasn't it? And Liverpool had a passage of play where we kept the ball for a couple of minutes and probably like 30 or 40 passes, and the old age were going around the ground. And obviously it came to Lucas, and he doesn't score too many, does he? And the shot went wide and McClough was laughing his head off. But, you know, it was that type of feel about the game. And I have to say, I mean, we won 4-0 and it was quite convincing, wasn't it? But I was a little bit disappointed the scoreline was only 4, to tell you the truth. I thought Liverpool should really have put 6 or 7 past them. And, you know, Liverpool against Everton in derby games at Anfield, you know, under the lights. The last couple of seasons, Liverpool have had a couple of decent victories, haven't they? I mean, I remember back to the time when we won 3-0 and Gerrard got a hat-trick, 4-0 a couple of seasons ago, which should have been more as well. I think Sturridge missed a penalty, didn't he? Smashed it over the bar at the cop end. So, you know, Liverpool have done this to Everton quite a bit recently, especially at Anfield. So it was no surprise he let Liverpool did give Everton a hiding. But like I say, it should have been more, shouldn't it, Steve?
Yeah, sometimes on an occasion like this, you look round at your players. And let's face it, Jay, we've had games as Liverpool fans you've looked at, things have gone wrong and you're looking for someone to provide the answer. That might have been Holloway a few years ago. You're looking round the team going, who's going to stand up and be counted? And I was looking at Everton the other night and thinking, well, who is the stalwart? Who's the go-to guy when things get really rough? The guy that all the other players are going to turn to. I couldn't pick him out, Mickey.
No, you're right, Stephen. You know, normally you look for your captain, don't you, for inspiration. And it has been said, you know, sort of, you know, Phil Jagielka, obviously, who is our captain, it has been said in the past that he's a little bit quiet and, you know, he's not really one that you see sort of on the pitch, you know, sort of getting round his troops and rallying them. But obviously, we didn't have Jags there. And we had Gareth Barry, who was brought in as captain on the night. Now, obviously, Gareth Barry's got, you know, vast experience. But again, he's just not a voice. And sometimes that's what you need, you know. Some of them, I mean, it looked like that they needed the rocket up the, you know, because there was just no heart whatsoever. And I looked at, you know, player for player, there wasn't that much difference on the park. But what there was that Liverpool, for one, looked a lot fitter, which is what we've been saying all along, that, you know, the Everton team have probably only got like 60 minutes in them. You know, the fitness levels look low, you know, but they just had more spirit. They just wanted it more. And that is just unacceptable from an Evertonian point of view. That is unacceptable. If you get beat fair and square, then, you know, I don't have a problem with that. But when they're not putting a shift in a Merseyside derby, there's something desperately, desperately wrong. And, you know, for me, you've got to look at the manager for that.
Well, look, if they'd lost 1-0, you'd have gone into the weekend with a lot more sort of confidence, optimism. It's hard to forget Wednesday as you head into an FA Cup semi-final. But look, is the slate in any way wiped? Not clean, but slightly wiped for Roberto, should they win at Wembley?
We've got to, but, you know, in my heart, Steve, you've got your heart ruled in your head here on this occasion. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, our best performances this year have been in the Cup. Now, I'm hoping that once we get to Wembley, we can put a performance in like we did against Chelsea. But that's not acceptable. You can't sort of switch on and switch off, Steve. You know, we had 3,000 Evertonians there at Anfield, and there was a picture at one point that panned to the Evertonians, and it was just, you just feel for them because, you know, there was just, it's the fact that there was no spirit there in the team. You know, there was, you know, the least you should do is put a shift in, and it just, you know, it just didn't happen. And hopefully, you know, once they go to Wembley and, you know, they get there and they're backed by, you know, 32,000 Evertonians going down there, hopefully that might shake them up. But to me personally, Steve, I would have shifted Martinez straight after that result. That should have been the final straw, because that for me was totally unacceptable. And I would have shifted them. I would have got someone else in, because the way things are going, and I just don't think the team are playing for him at the moment. There doesn't seem to be nothing there. I don't think that any of his ideas. There was a point where Ainsley was on the side, and you could just see the look on his face from what Martinez was saying to him. It was just like they don't have any belief in the manager whatsoever. And for me, I would have threw Unzi, Big Duncan, or someone for this semi-final, because the way things are going, I'm just not very optimistic under Martinez.
That would have been a big decision, Jay. Any parallels for you between what's happening at Everton now and what happened with Brendan Rodgers? Heard Mickey there talking about the players not playing for the manager. That was a certain accusation labelled towards Brendan at the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, that result the other night, I thought it was a sign of the times, really, of how Liverpool are progressing now under Jurgen Klopp and how Everton have regressed, really, under Martinez. Because, obviously, at times under Martinez, Everton looked quite good and they were up there, weren't they, you know, fighting for a top four place not so long ago as well. But this season have really regressed, and, OK, they've got to a semi-final of a cup in the League Cup, and they got to the semi-final in the FA Cup as well. But, you know, it's not enough, really, is, you know, and the players that they've got, the group of players, the young nucleus of players that they've got, it's unacceptable. And I can see what Mickey's saying there, and I can understand why Evertonians aren't happy at all. And, you know, at the end of the day, there is comparisons with Brendan Rodgers, because you look to Liverpool last season, we had a semi-final against Aston Villa at Wembley, and it was an absolute disgrace, the performance. It's probably Liverpool's worst ever performance at Wembley Stadium. Yeah. And that was a sign of the times as well, where you just thought the players were not playing for them. And, you know, obviously he got a stay of execution in the summer and he got back, didn't he? He was allowed to sign quite a few players in the summer and got bankrolled. And listen, we had a decent start. We won the first three games. And after that, the performance levels were dire and the players weren't playing for them. And the thing with Liverpool and Everton, now Everton have lost quite a few games. Liverpool seemed to draw a lot under Rodgers before he got the sack. Now, you know, obviously, I don't know what's going to happen between now and the end of the season, but Martinez, you'd imagine if there's not many games left now, you'd imagine if he got beat on Saturday against United, he may well be relieved for his duties, I don't know, or they might just wait until the summer and then try and get the man in that they want. But it is a strange situation, really, and it's very similar to what happened with Brendan Rodgers.
Right, a couple of big storylines this weekend. Of course, the FA Cup semi, but Rafa's return to Liverpool as well. I'm sure we'll hog a few papers come Sunday morning. He seems to have turned the corner with Newcastle in what was a toxic dressing room, but he's found some way to sterilise it. Will he upset the Liverpool party at Anfield, or are the Reds just too strong at the moment, Jay?
Well, to be fair, Liverpool are massive confidence levels at the moment because we're playing really well, playing great football, and obviously winning games and scoring a lot of goals as well. But obviously Newcastle have turned the corner a little bit because they've just had two home games there. We've picked up 4 points, haven't they? They beat Swansea and then they drew with Man City. So Rafa's trying his best, isn't he, to keep them up. And it'd be great to see him back at Anfield because no matter what, you know, he's a legend of our football club. He brought the 50 European Cup to Anfield. So, you know, it's going to be a sentimental day, really, if you like. But once 3 o'clock comes and the game kicks off, it's all about trying to get that victory and getting the 3 points. And Newcastle are a poor side, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, with the Rafa Benitez factor, it could be a little bit of a, you know, an indicator that it could be a tough game. And Liverpool will probably make a few changes with the Villarreal game in mind on Thursday. So, you know, it just depends, really. I'm expecting goals, because when Liverpool play Newcastle, there always seems to be loads of goals, doesn't he, Steve?
Well, there does, but I bet he parks the bus. He'll park the Newcastle bus and tell them to play on the break. That's what will happen. I'm not sure it will be the most entertaining, because I think Rafa knows the difference in gulf between the two sides.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, you look at the Newcastle side and they're not very good, are they? As I say, the league table doesn't lie this late into the season and they're in the relegation zone and they're there for a reason. But don't forget, earlier on in the season, they did beat Liverpool 2-0. It was a little bit of a shock, wasn't it? And it started a little bit of a bad run of form for Liverpool. So, you know, hopefully Klopp will remember that and he'll be looking at this game thinking, you know, it's vital to get revenge from that defeat at St James Park.
Mickey, what's the plan for tomorrow?
Yeah, heading down to Wembley. Steve, obviously, down on the coach. And
early doors.
Say again, pal.
Early doors.
Sort of early-ish, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to stay positive because, you know, for me, I'm taking my little lad. He's only 10, and it's his first sort of trip to Wembley, and he's obviously, you know, I'm trying to stay upbeat for him. He's bouncing off the walls because he's super excited for going. You know, I'm a little bit sort of hesitant because, obviously, you know, as you know, our team at the moment, we don't know what team we're going to put out. I know he's just recalled the lad Pennington, and he from Walsall, which is never a good sign. I think it means that our defence is going to be completely decimated. So it's going to be interesting to see what type of defence that we put out. But I'm going to try and remain positive, Steve. As I say, we've put our best performances have been in the Cup. Man United don't scare me in the slightest. And I just hope that once we're down there at Wembley and we're back by, you know, 32,000 screaming Evertonians, that we can put a shift in and hopefully come away with the result, mate.
I think a fair few Reds will be backing you as well. I really hope Everton do it this weekend. Boys, both enjoy your footballing weekends. Thanks for your company.
All the best, gents.
Cheers, boys.
Take care, Jay the Red. Mickey the Blue.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.